Thank you. No, I was just wondering, my office computer is on silent and mute, and I'm recording it from the computer. Is that something to work, or am I turn the volume down, because I didn't want whatever, I get echo, and Ross is talking to this, I turn it on mute. Okay, so I'm going in, and I tell me it's working. I'm going to that computer now. Okay. Okay. Is the sound on? Can you hear me? Who's ever on here?
I hear you. It's good quality.
Okay. How's my sound? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
You sound good, Rabbi.
Can you hear us?
Okay.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Do you hear us?
Hello? I don't hear you right now. No. Try now.
Hello.
I don't hear you.
Hello, 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 hello.
It's weird. One second. Okay, let's see.
Let's try. All right. All right, we're going to start. Okay. I don't know why I'm not getting the right view here.
Boca toe.
Okay. We're going to start now. I'm not sure about that. We spoke yesterday that there's a mitzvah to do this issue. We discussed whether the issue of Zimun is primarily an issue to just make an extra bracha, baruch shachal mishlei, or is it, besides that, it's also an issue of getting together to bench and do one person to the other. We're going to talk about that was the means that when you have a group of three, we discussed whether the issue of Zimun is, besides that, it's also an issue. That was the issue, but and you know, make your the Zeman together with everybody. Okay, so now, the question that I want to talk about today is what's considered a group? What's considered a group? You have all sorts of different scenarios where you have people in hotels, yeshiva bachrim, you went and you joined someone for dessert, or you're in a rush and you're having a business meeting and everyone serves lunch, and now did you eat together? Did you not eat together? You're in a rush. You stop in for a bris. You grabbed a bagel and you left. Do you have to make a zimun? Don't you have to make a zimun? Someone made a birthday party for their kid. You grabbed pizza and you already listened to the shirim that we had before, whether pizza was a moitzi or not. So that was just a whole separate issue. But the point is that, you know, let's say you washed and now you want to run. So do you have to make a zimun or not? So The basic principle of Zimun is that you have to be kavua. There has to be a tziruf, which means that the people have to be kavua together. That means the people have to be in one group. It's not just, you know, haphazard that there's 10 people eating in a room if they have nothing to do with each other. There has to be some level of kvias together. Okay? And by having some level of kvias together, that's what makes it that that's what makes it that you're a group, and now you could be, you know, make this tziruf together. Okay, so what is considered a group being together? There is a sheet in the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it's only if you had in mind and you started together and you all sat down b'kvias and you decided that, hey, we're all going to eat together as a group. And that's what makes a group together. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that as long as you ate together, either the beginning of the meal or the end of the meal, that's enough to make a tziruf. Okay? Now, what does it mean to eat together? So this is a very, very an interesting machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samech Zayin says that in those days, the way they would do it is haseba. You know, the way that would really have a real meal, if you're having a smorgasbord and you're going around at a kiddush and you're just standing up, that's not a kvias, you're just grabbing and going. Okay? So in those days, the way they had a real meal was with a haseba. They were like lying down, you know, like we do on Pesach, or in those days it was with the couch. So that was called a real kvias, and everyone was doing it together. So he says, im hayu shnayim oy ravim echon mevarchum davka hasebu shuderach kvias avol im yoishvim b'lo yaseba, you're just sitting kivin she'enem nikvoyim yachad kolach mevarch la'atzmoy. So it's not considered a zimun. However, if they made up, they determined the location of the meal, and they said, "V'im amru noichal kan, v'im akomplaini." they said, you know what, let's go eat together. If they decided, hey, we're going to go eat together, for example, let's say they went ahead and they all decided, let's go set up a picnic. So technically we're not being hesebu, you know, but we brought a big, big blanket, a big sheet, and we all sat on the sheet together and we're making a picnic. So we're not doing hesebu, but since we decided to eat together, that's also called a kvias. Nowadays, says the Shulchan Aruch, since we don't have a seba, what determines a kvias? Yeshiva didam b'shulchan echad, eating on one shish shulchan, or below shulchan b'mapachas, and one, like I said, one sheet or something, that's a kvias. You have to eat on a table. The strict reading of the Shulchan Aruch would say that you must eat on a table. If you're not eating on the same table, it does not count. That's a strict reading of the Shulchan Aruch. So if you read the Shulchan Aruch strictly, you would say nowadays you have to eat at a table together. So if you're not eating at a table together, you're eating at multiple different tables, it would not be considered a kvias. According to that, let's say you're at a wedding, you cannot make a tziruf between one group at one table and another group at another table, because technically speaking, the Shulchan Aruch says, "L'didan afilu kavu mokum lachi lasan." You have to sit at one table. And the Maganom seems to go with that. However, the Bialacha brings from the Vilna Goin, in some Kuf Samach Zayin, that the Vilna Goin held no, that a Baal Bais with his Bnei Bais, people that are invited by a Baal Bais, and they're all eating at his table, basically, even if they're technically eating at separate tables, the primary reason they're eating at separate tables is only because there's not enough room at one table. But basically, they're all guests together, and therefore, since they're all really at one meal together, the fact that they're on different tables doesn't matter, and they could make a Zimun. So if everyone ate at different tables at a wedding, and then you want to make a Tzirf Zimun together, then that's okay. But that's only because it's a Baal Bais in Bnei Beisoy. It's because it's all one group together of Baal Bais with his Bnei Bais. So it's like, you know, they're all in it together. Okay, that makes sense. However, if you're at a hotel and everyone's eating at their own table, and you have no shaykhis to the people next to you, the fact that you're all there at the same time, you're at a restaurant, you have nothing to do with the people next to you. You don't make a tziruf, even if you got there at the same time and you left at the same time. That's not considered eating together. You have nothing to do with the people next to you, and therefore wouldn't count. And not only that, possibly even if it's the same, technically it's the same family, but it's eating at separate tables, it's possible that it would not be considered a tziruf together. And therefore, if you have two people on one table, one person on the other, you can make a zimun. Or if you have five people at one and five people at the other, you cannot make one zimun of... we'll see about that, actually. Okay. Now, but if you have two and one, let's say that you wouldn't be able to make a zimun in that case. Okay. So... That's what it means to be mitzurif. Okay, so you have to basically, even though Shulchan Aruch says you could eat at one shulchan, it seems like the maskana of the Shulchan Aruch of the Mishnah Berurah is not that way. You don't have to technically be all at one table as long as you're kavua together. Okay, so being kavua together is enough.
Rabbi.
Okay.
Is that the halacha lemaisa that you go to a restaurant for a shavu brachos whenever that's going to happen again? But that's halacha lemaisa that doesn't count as the baal habayis, the guy who.
I don't know what happened there, but it should be working now. So as long as you are on a. You're invited together, according to the Bir Alacha, that's the Vilna Goyen's Shita, that would be considered a Tziruv together. Okay, what comes up very interesting is, for example, so anything like this, so let's say you have a Sheva Brachas, and you have multiple tables set up as a Sheva Brachas, but you're all really invited to the Sheva Brachas. So again, even though you're technically eating at multiple tables, but since you're all one guests together, you're all guests of one person, or one, you're all there together to be at a meal together. So again, according to the Bir Alacha, you would be able to make a tziruf of a zimun in that case. Okay, so even if you're at multiple tables. What about yeshiva bachrim? So there's a three-way machloikis in the poiskim regarding yeshiva bachrim from one extreme to the other. Some say that yeshiva bachrim in a dorm and then they're coming to eat their meal, even if they're all at one table, it's not considered a tziruf because they're not really together. The point of the yeshiva bachr sitting and eating a meal is not to socialize. He's not really there to, you know, participate in any sort of group event right now. He's coming, he's getting his food, leaving, and going back to Seder as soon as possible. So he's not really interested in this whole situation. So therefore, you know, he would not, even according to some, even if he's at one table, they would not make a zimun. That's not necessarily so widely accepted. There's another shita that says that no, all the yeshiva bracham are basically guests of the yeshiva, and even if there are multiple tables, they can make a zimun. And that's also a big chiddush because they're not really guests, of the yeshiva. They're all doing their own thing a little bit. So I think the mainstream psak is that the bracham at one table can make a zimun together, but at multiple tables they can't. So that you know, it's a semi-tziruf. It's enough that, you know, I'm here in the meanwhile with whomever I'm at the table, especially in some yeshivas, you have a set tables, basically. So it's like kind of a group at that point. And this is your group, and this is where you sit. And therefore, that would be called a tziruf. As long as for everyone who's on that table, but from table to table, you wouldn't be able to make a zimun. I think that's probably the most mainstream halacha, mainstream psak, in terms of the yeshiva. I remember when I was in yeshiva, there was a younger man, and very very serious person. And basically, I think he told us something that went, or someone told us about him. I don't think he said it, but that when he was a bachur in yeshiva, so he sat at the table with all the French bachurim in Eretz Yisrael. Someone asked him, "Oh, you speak French?" He's like, "No, that's the point. I don't speak French, and therefore, when I go to eat, I'm not distracted by all the conversation. I don't hear any lashon hara, and I just go and eat my thing and leave. So I have no clue what they're talking about. So the main time to speak lashon hara is during the meals. So this way, I sit with the French bachurim, and I have no clue what they're saying. So you know, but that person obviously is not making a zimun because they're literally coming in, doing their thing, and leaving. So that's the three-way machlokes about that. Okay, but this is the concept of what makes a tziruf. Now, what happens if when does the tziruf have to happen? So like we said, if three people start eating together, the halacha is, since they're mitzuref, it's also for them to bench separately. They must make a zimun. Since they made the zimun together, since they made the kviyas together, they're in the meal together. There's a chiyuv that they're also lechalik. They need to make the zimun together. That's if they all three started the meal together. What happens if two people ate the meal together? And so number one, if two people eat a meal together, the halacha is really the Shulchan Aruch paskins that mitzvah to try to find the third person. In Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sef Aleph, it says mitzvah shiachaz ruachar shlishi shiitztarfi moyam lezimun. There's a mitzvah to try to get a third person. So the Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, you don't have to go look in the street, you know, tenter, you know, try to find the tent. But if there's somebody in the house with you, and they're like basically not eating, you know, they're doing their, and you're two people, it's a mitzvah to offer them something to eat, and that they should join your zimun with you, okay? And we'll see exactly how to do that. But that's the normal case of if there's two people. Okay, if there is two people and there's no third guy, all of a sudden a third guy shows up. So it depends. If the three people have already started benching, or even if they did Mayim Achroinim, or they basically said, Havlam v'nivrachim, let's get the benchers, we're ready to bench, we're basically benching. They got ready to bench, they're benching, they did Mayim Achroinim, so therefore they have to continue and the third guy showing up now is too late. If the third guy shows up and they're at dessert, and they give, so at that point, you have this mitzvah to make him join, and you should offer him food. L'chatchila, offer him bread. If he doesn't want bread, then the halacha is that he could join with any sort of mezonis. If he doesn't want mezonis, he could even join with any food. If he doesn't want food, he could even join with drink. The only thing he should not use is water. water is not enough. Water and seltzer is not enough. For sure not lechatchila. You should rather not give him water and seltzer if that's the only choice, because then you get into a shaila. But any other food or drink, if he takes it, the halacha would be at that point, if he had it before you, he had it before you got ready for benching, now there would be a chiv to bench together. Like I said, it's a mitzvah to give it to him if he doesn't want it or he doesn't, you know, whatever. You don't have to, but it's a chiv to give it to him. If he, okay, so now let's take a middle case. Two people are eating and a third guy shows up. Then he starts eating, you know. So they're at a meeting. They were kavua together somewhat. He shows up late to the meeting. So now they're eating and, you know, they're wrapping up the meeting. And now this third guy's still eating. Do they have to wait for him? So the halacha is they do not need to wait for him. And the reason is because they didn't start together and they didn't end together. So therefore, there's no chiyuv zimun. However, if the guy did finish eating and they all finished before they got ready for benching, so it's considered they all finished eating together, so now there is a chiyuv zimun. So now you have to bench together. Okay? So again, basically anytime there's two people, there is a mitzvah. It's a nice thing. It's a mitzvah to try to make a zimun out of it. And therefore, either give the third person to eat, or if the third person shows up at the end, before the two people got ready for benching, they should give him something to eat. They can give him anything, and they would be allowed to be mezamen together. There's no chiyuv to do that. If he ate, he showed up in the middle. They already started. He showed up in the middle, but he did not. They did not finish, and they ended up finishing together. Now there's a chiyuv that's considered tziruf lahalacha. We paskin, and therefore ending together is also considered a tziruf. So either starting together or ending together is considered a tziruf. What happens if you didn't start together or end together? There's no tziruf zimun, and there's no tziruf at all. Okay. Now, what happens if you know you're being invited somewhere for a meal and they dray out the meals and you're going to have to leave early? You know this happens every time. You have to leave early. Either you have to leave early because you don't have patience, or you have to leave early because you have to go have a chavrusa, you have to leave it for Seder, or whatever it is. There was a maisa once with a Baruch Ber that he was at a meeting and he basically said, I'm sorry, I have to go. There are people waiting for me. So, okay. So he leaves, and his Talmud that's with him walks him home, and he goes home, and he opens the Gemara. And he says, I thought you have a meeting. Someone's waiting for you. He says, of course, yeah, Abai and Rav are waiting for me. You know, I don't have time. Abai and Rav are here waiting for me to get to talk to them and learning. So the point is, he doesn't have patience to wait around. So it's a big problem, because the halacha is that if you started a meal together, if you started a meal together, then you have to eat together. Someone asked if it has to be mezonos. No, it does not have to be mezonos. It does not have to be mezonos. We said the order is lechatchila should be bread. If it can't be bread, it should be mezonos. But even if it's just vegetables or even soda, you know, coffee, tea is enough technically to be mitzaref. B'zimun, that's a mafurish halacha. I read it to you inside. In Kuf Tzadi Zion, it says, the first opinion is bread. Some say even a yerek, a vegetable, or any food. If you could give him bread, good. If you can't, to get out of the suffix, don't give him anything. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Achshav noigim shim leirotzalach pas noisim lechatchila lishtoys oilechol is a davar," and that way he's mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays we pass and you can give him anything to eat, and he joins as a part of the tiruf. Okay. So we're talking about a guy that's in a rush. So what should he do? So the truth is that what he can do is he can start after everyone started and end before everyone ended, and he's not mechuyev in the zimun anymore. So that's a good etzah. If you know you're going to have to leave, so let everyone wash, eat at least a kazayis. So they already considered starting the meal. And now, even though they since they start a meal, then you join and then you leave before they ended. So now you're not mechuyev in the zimun. However, if that's not an eitzah, what do you do? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva, and he's mechadish, a concept. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Gemara, but we know it from Rav Moshe, and we take it very for granted. I think everyone assumes it's true. He's talking about a wedding, and he says, you have a wedding, and you're going to go to the wedding. But these weddings take a long time, and you, who has patience to sit there for the whole wedding until benching? And I have to get up tomorrow morning for Shacharis, and I have to get up tomorrow morning for whatever. So what do you do? So the shur, this is Mishabur himself discusses this, and Mishabur says that even though there's 10 people at the wedding, but if you have to go for something important and probably to get a good night's sleep so you could dive in tomorrow and learn tomorrow and do what you got to do tomorrow, and you don't want to wait until midnight at the wedding and get home at 1 in the morning and whatever, so you don't have patience to stay till the end. So Mishabur, that's a good tzarech. So as long as you have some sort of a tzarech of a mitzvah, he says you're allowed to break up from a group of 10 and make a zimun of 3. So that would be a good eitzah. Let's say you started at your little table with 3 people. So tell the 3 people next to you, hey, join me. 3 people are leaving. Say, look, if we're all leaving, may as well bench now. And even though we're going to lose out on the Elokeinu, we're going to lose out on saying Hashem's name, but at least we'll make a zimun of 3. And since we have a reason to leave, we're allowed to leave. And that would excuse us from the zimun, the requirement to say Hashem's name in the zimun. Okay, that's Allah and Simon Kov Tzadi Gimel, Mishabur Paskins like that. And the makar for that, the source of that halacha is from that gemara that we mentioned last week, that the people were at the house of the Reish Galusa, and at the house of the Reish Galusa, they wanted to break up, and they didn't want to be loud because they didn't want the Reish Galusa to be upset, so they broke up into 3-3. And in the Orchas Rabbeinu, they bring down that the Chazon Ish gave this advice to the to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. When Reb Chaim Kanievsky was a bacher, he had no patience to sit around downstairs in the dining room with everyone else. So he gave him advice, and he said, just break up into groups of 3 and grab the 2 people next to you, bench, and go. Now, I'm not sure that the 2 people next to him, it's a good idea for them because they're losing out on the locano unless they're also leaving. I'm not sure about that. But assuming that all 3 people have to leave, then they're allowed to do that. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says another eitzah, and he proves it from a different halacha, but he says that since the whole idea of a chiyuv zimun is that you are in this together, you are mitzuruf together, you're a group together, even if you're technically eating together, right? Physically you're eating together, but you have in mind that when I'm sitting here, I'm not really part of this group. I'm not really part of this group. I'm doing my thing, and when I want to, I'm going to leave, and I'm not really here as part of the group. The halacha is that you're not mitzuruf in that zimun. You're not part of that zimun. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, that at this wedding, if when you wash, you have in mind you're leaving early and you're not really waiting around for them. So even though you washed, really what you're doing is you're washing as an individual, you're not washing as part of the group. And therefore, Dr. Moshe, the halacha would be that you are permitted to leave when you want to leave, and you're not considered losing out the mitzvah of zimun because you're technically not part of the group. That's where Moshe's chiddush. Where does this come from? This comes from halacha that it says that the minig in those days, and maybe nowadays too, but nowadays a little different, they did not want to make a zimun in the house of a guy. So if 3 Jews ate at the house of a guy, they would not make a zimun. They didn't want to make a zimun. So the question is, why didn't they want to make a zimun? Because they didn't want to give a special bracha to the guy and whatever. So they didn't make a zimun. But why not? There's 3 people eating together. So the mafarshim say must be, because when they ate, they knew that they're not really as part of this group. When you're an individual eating at a guy's house, you don't know what he's going to do to you. He could ask you to leave at any moment or whatever, and you're not confident that you're going to really be there long term in the kvias. So the halacha is you're allowed to bench separately because it's considered you had in mind not to eat as part of the group. So you see a source, a precedent for this concept that you could eat as not part of the group, okay? And that's Rav Moshe's proof. He has actually another proof from Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, it says that even if you're eating with a lot of people, you don't make a zimun. Why not? Because everyone has in mind that they're really eating by themselves, okay? That's what Rav Moshe says. Okay, so that's the eitzah for someone that does not want to stick around does not want to stick around and do this, okay? Now, obviously, let's say you're in an airplane and three people in your row are all eating their meal, but you're all at three separate tables. You have nothing to do with the guy next to you. There's no kvias in that, even though you're all technically starting at the same time and eating at the same time. That's not considered a kvias at any level, and therefore, that has nothing to do. You know, you're not going to say zimun on that case.
Can you
okay?
look?
So again, basically the principle is that you got to be a group together. Okay. Now, as far as in terms of what to eat, so if you're a group of three, so and two ate bread and one ate any other food, that would be enough. Obviously, if only one ate bread, that would not be enough. The guy who leads the zimun has to be one of the people that ate the bread. What about a group of 10? So let's say you have seven. So the same thing applies. If you have seven that ate bread, you could give three to eat fruits, vegetables, or even a drink, not water. And again, you would be able to make the zimun with three with the bracha of Elokeinu. However, six and four does not work because it needs to be what's called a ruba de minkar. It's got to be a serious majority. It can't just be six and four. It's got to be a more significant majority, which would mean seven and three. Okay, so you have seven people, three people walk in, you can... I don't know why my sound is not working. So I can't hear the question, but Michael, let's see if you unmute. Will I hear you? Because
hello, can you hear me?
I'm not sure.
Hello.
Do you want to try asking?
I'm speaking. Can you hear me?
I don't hear anything. I'm not sure why not, but I don't hear anything.
Okay.
Hello.
Let me see if I understood your question. If people randomly sat down, can you agree to be a group? So